So we are here with the lovely Liz O'Rourke here at Cress & Curnow in Redruth, and Liz is going to tell us some stories. Thank you, Liz.
I'm going to tell you the story of my mum, who has a lovely name, Verena, a very unusual name, and she met my dad at the Whitsun Fair in Redruth many moons ago. And she always told us the story. There's two parts to the story. The first story being that her first date when she met my dad, she was actually on a double date with somebody else. And I can't remember if it was her sister or her friend, but essentially they ended up swapping their dates. And Mum always used to joke about I could have ended up being the daughter of Dick rather than the daughter of Peter. So they would meet at the Whitsun Fair, and they would go every year. And later on, when they went on another occasion, when they would always go to the fair because it was such a big thing in the town, my dad persuaded my mum to speak to a fortune teller, and my mum didn't really want to do it and she didn't really know what to ask, so she spoke to the fortune teller, and so she thought she would ask the fortune teller how many children she would have. And the fortune teller then had various animals around her and then went around a corner apparently and then came back with a donkey, and my mum had to ask the question to the donkey because the donkey was going to tell her fortune. So my mum, who wasn't very happy at this, but my dad was persuading her to go on, you can do it. So she asked the donkey how many children she would have, and so the donkey then would stamp its foot, and it stamped its foot three times to say that she would have three children. And she did have three children. My older brother and sister, and there's 16 years between my brother, no, six, 17 years between me and my brother, and 16, 15 between me and my sister. So we've always joked, once we found out this story, that the donkey would have stamped its foot twice very close together and then would have probably paused for a really long time and then stamped its foot for the third time for me. I was frequently known as the dribble. So the fortune telling of the donkey was correct, and my mum had three children. And my mum and dad went to the fair until it stopped, and I used to go to it until it was no longer there. And for people of Redruth, you would have the Whitsun Fair, and attached to the lane that goes into the Whitsun Fair by the sidelines called Lover's Lane. And my mum always used to joke about walking down Lover's Lane with dad, and he was like, oh, I didn't do that. And so it was a lovely story. And I just wanted to tell that story today because my mum passed away yesterday, and she was such a lovely Redruth lady and has lots of stories. And my dad passed away in 2011, and one of the stories I told in his eulogy, he was a bit of a lovable rogue. He was one of 11, and he and his brothers used to frequent a local pub, the Trelay Arms, near to where they were living, and they basically used to steal cabbages or whatever was planted in the farmer's field at the bottom of the road when they were on their way home drunkenly. And the farmer then used to say that he planted an extra row for these boys, so that he wouldn't actually be interfering with their crops. And it's the kind of the story of my dad, are always the lovable rogue stories. Yeah. So those are my stories.
Liz, thank you.